Mary J. Blige with Take Me As I Am, 47 after 9 o'clock on The Affair alongside myself. We have Lignora Lamagnora on the line, a franchisor, a businesswoman, somebody doing very, very big things. Batabile Moreki on the show. Batabile, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Letlang. You're already eating a car on weekend, Lignora.
Lignora la Magnora, that's who you are today. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. I mean, you know, we often celebrate the rewards of entrepreneurship, but not the emotional weight that comes with leadership. How has success changed you personally, not just financially, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually?
What I just can say is it's been an amazing journey. It's been a very emotional journey. And one thing that I always say is that, God, whatever happens in my life, can you please not change me? Can I please remain humble, you know, and serve? So to be honest, I think the more I'm getting the success, the more the God is giving me the ability to serve even better. So I'm so grateful, you know, that I'm able to touch so many lives, to work with so many different people, and of course to get such opportunities to share about my journey, to change other people's lives. I am so, so grateful.
You know, I hear you speak about praying to God, asking Him not to change you as you climb that ladder. And I think this is a conversation that we don't have enough with people. Success can change somebody. Sometimes for the worse, and it is so important to kind of find other people who ground you, or a place or something that grounds you. What keeps you grounded besides prayer? How do you continuously remind yourself, this is who I am? Yes, I'm climbing the ladder. My success is very evident in the things that I do, but how do you stay grounded at all times?
I think it's the people that I meet through this journey that always fill my cup to not forget where I come from. I come from a very rural area. I was born actually in Ebalenche. And my parents moved to, you know, in the rural areas because of job hunting. They end up in the villages in the Free State, in Gwagwa. So I always say, you know what, the more I advocate about the work that I do, I see people's lives changing. So that's where now I keep on going back. Last week I traveled to 9 sites in Mpumalanga, Standerton, Emelo, you know, Brighton, Embalenhle, meeting entrepreneurs. I was traveling with the funders who were so inspired to say, but I mean, how did you identify and be able to mentor these entrepreneurs? Because we will have just missed them. So for me, always seeing other entrepreneurs through my work, being identified, being funded, being, you know, their businesses growing, it makes me go back and look for more. So I think that, you know, the work that I do and changing people's lives in the rural areas, in the township, that's what inspires me to keep grounded.
Speaking of
that,
that's
what roots me, you know, to go back and back, you know, in this area, because I've seen that, you know what, we have so much talent, we have so many, you know, people that we are changing, and people coming back to give me this testimony to say, you know, but I my life has changed just hearing you. You know, some of the people, they hear me and somehow they take the notes that I share and put that in place to change their lives.
I mean, Batabile, speaking of that, at what point did you realize that true wealth is not just about making money, but about building structures that outlive you by creating systems others can buy into through franchising?
Yeah, I think when I started with my first franchise, I didn't know what I was doing. For me, it was just like, oh, it's a business opportunity. Government is willing to fund me. Let me take this opportunity. Up until I started being on the ground, because I was working in my franchise business as a manager. And people would be asking me, oh, okay, who's the owner of this business? And when I say it's me, I would see in their eyes with disbelief, you know, to say, no, it's impossible. Young black woman, I was 29 years by then, owning a franchise, no, it can't happen. Then I started sharing to say, no, I got funded by the government. It's not like at home we are wealthy. You know, just showing. And finally, I realized to say, you know what? I think there's more people that can get inspired by hearing from a normal person, because some of the success stories we see on TV, we hear on radios, and we're thinking it's highly impossible for a normal person from rural areas. We are always thinking, no, maybe because of their family background, they are wealthy, therefore that's why the opportunity is opening. So I realized, you know, when I was engaging with people and I started sharing on social media to say, I own a franchise business, I was funded, and I will get inquiries to say, how did you get funded? And I will share my steps to say, I went to National Empowerment Fund, I got this form. That's when I started even writing the book. So I even got inspired to be an author just by sharing my knowledge. So I realized that the more I share with other people, it's actually also changing my life. I never thought I could even be an author, you know, of a book that is sold in national bookstores, you know, and it did very well. It was one of the top 10 in Africa books in the business literature. So I was like, the more I'm helping other people, it's actually even building me for better.
You know, we're running out of time, but just before I let you go, we have a very high unemployment rate in the country. And I think because of that, there's also become this growing culture of wanting quick success and soft life results without process. What dangerous habits or mindset do you believe are silently killing potential in today's young entrepreneurs?
So I think it's just that belief that, you know what, to be successful, we must all be in corporate. I was also having that mindset back in the days, up until I realized to say, you know what, even just hustling, even just selling on the streets, you can actually change your life, you know. So my restaurant closed down during COVID. And like, remember, a lot of restaurants closed down. And I started hustling on the streets. And to be honest, I started making even more money than what I was making in the franchise businesses. 2 or 5 years later, something that started by just side hustling in my garage, I'm running a very successful perfume company. We've got over 300,000 distributors across South Africa and even cross-border, Namibia, Swaziland, Lesotho, Botswana. We even have physical stores. We've got about 70 stores across South Africa and cross-border, something that I just started on the street, selling on the parking lots, taxi rank. So I'm just want to encourage the youth to say, don't think a conditioning office, corner office with a view is the only way that we can make an income. Whether you've got a degree, you've got a, you know, a diploma, it's all about us changing our financial situation by even hustling. You can start by hustling, baking from home. Then you can build your own bakery. If they can only give selling a chance, you don't have to sell perfumes like I do. You can, you know, do hair, you can bake, you can be a cooker. Just start something from your house. Don't only depend on looking for employment. Create that one job for yourself. You'll see that that one job will multiply to create more employment. We should not only be expecting jobs created by others. Let's also create those jobs for ourselves.
Sure, Batabile, this is why you are a Lenyora Wednesday for today. And, you know,
thank you so much.
I really, really hope there are a lot of young girls listening in, because I think yours is a journey of process. And we need to hear that word a little bit more, process, that everything is a process. You don't just get everything off the bat like that. It takes a lot of hard work, but it is very possible. Yes, thank you so much.
But it pays off. I don't want to lie. You cannot not get successful if you put in the hard work. It cannot.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. We wish
you all
the best.
Thank you so much, Tutleha. Bye-bye.